Now, did you have children while you were here in Burnaby? Is that
Yep.
did,
Yes,
our son,
our
that's
son, he was,
And was he old enough to go to school while you were still
No,
there?
no,
Okay.
no.
No.
But when we came, because
Right.
we were gone, we moved to Glen Eyre, and then we came back to Deer Lake Place. And then he went to, then that was all our schooling. Well, we had three boys, and they all finished their schooling in Burnaby.
Right. And
Yeah.
so this is a picture of your son in front of the house playing in some snow.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
that's
him.
him.
Yeah.
Was it a good place, do you think, to have
Oh yeah. Yes,
kids?
they
Oh yeah.
had. Yeah, you
Well,
know why? Lots of kids in the neighborhood, and yeah, it was great.
no traffic. It was just
No, oh,
the
that's
traffic was
right.
just those who had cars going home. I mean, it was really nice place to raise a family, because we would, I don't know why we didn't, but we from there we went to Glen
Glen Eyre,
Eyre,
yeah.
but for whatever the reason was, but those 6 years were great because we had great friends,
Yeah.
and it was a good place for us to.
And like
And did you worry at all about what your son got up to, you know, when he was off
no,
playing around?
no,
No,
there
no,
was
not there.
never, never. Actually, I was going to say, I think that's the one thing good about any of the years for our children. Because in Deer Lake Place, we were next to an easement, and next to that was the bush. So it was tree houses, and you know, they'd go out and play, and you never worried about them being interfered with in any way.
Right.
You know, all the kids in there were just,
Right.
you know, great buddies, and they had, they were really fortunate in that way.
There were, let's say, I'm trying to think some of the other neighbors we had there in Deer Lake Place, but not Deer
Yeah,
Lake Place,
well, and
Brentwood.
Brentwood. Oh,
Brentwood.
the other ones is Ines and
Oh, yeah,
Ra
Enos.
and
There's another couple who lived up from Gino on Brentlong, and she's Italian from the East End. Before she was married, her name was Enos Giriato. Their parents had a grocery store down in East End there, but they lived on Brentlawn, and matter of fact, I think they still live there.
Yeah,
I
I
think
think
they
they
still
do.
live there.
I think a lot of
I
those
think,
houses are still there.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh
oh
yeah.
yeah.
None of them have changed.
I mean, actually, they were, when you see the wood, and
They
I
were well
remember,
built.
they were so well built. Those, you know, I think in those days, it's before, you know, they started cutting corners, but I mean, those houses are sturdy. They'll last a long, long, long time.
How about other sort of community connections? Were you involved in any, you know, organizations, church, recreation groups?
The church, unfortunately, well, it was St. Helens, right?
Just
That's, yeah, that's before with the one on Delta came along. A lot of them came after. Like, I think the shopping center came about 2 or 3 years after we left. That was another thing. But you know, both working and I honestly couldn't say that we had. And he traveled.
I did some traveling. Well,
Yeah,
I was early. I traveled more later,
later.
but
But
that time I was doing some traveling. I had a territory and
yeah.
stuff like that. But for me, I was involved with the Air Force Reserve Band. I
Wow.
was with them 15 years. So when we lived there, well, I was there before. Actually, the connection there, I played with Joe Maselli at the MC Ballroom, and he was a, what do you call it? Not a retired, but ex-Air Force personnel. And he was a leader of the band at the embassy, and then he got approached by the RCM, the Royal Canadian Air Force, in Sea Island, to form a band. There was an air base there, a reserve air base, but they didn't have a band of their own. So they asked him to start one. I was recruited because I was working for him. And we had some of the best musicians in Vancouver there. Lance Harrison, I don't know if you remember some of the
Don't.
Oh
top,
yeah,
top
all the top musicians.
musicians in Vancouver. We had a real good band. Anyhow, so it was formed. We used to go to Sea Island and practice once a week. That was really for me. I was involved with them for 15 years. And
Anyway.
So, you kind of had to leave the neighborhood to do all this sort of stuff.
Pretty much, because I don't think there's, I don't
well,
even
there
remember
some,
a
yeah,
community, where people, was the community center?
Yeah, some people talked about, you know, the Capitol Hill had a community hall, and
yeah.
over in Lockdale. And,
yeah, those were even beyond us, so I think, I don't think
there
we
was nothing in our area that
no,
I know of.
Not that I even recall.
There was, no, well, actually, there were just houses. Where we were, there were just houses, and there wasn't even a corner store if you wanted milk.
Hmm.
You know, you had to go either the Kingsway
right.
or to Hastings Street, as I recall.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we ran out, but when you're talking community halls, if there was, I wasn't aware of it.
No, I mean, I've been to the Capitol Hill one later on, but we never, that was too far out.